same pair. Let's say, will that do any good by him taking that attitude toward the colored people?
It'll be worse for him. Right?
It'll probably be worse for him.
It don't seem to me that that's the answer.
No, I don't think it is, and that's what...
Of course, I've never been around colored people. I don't know too much about them. And I think if a colored person was to come to my door at night, I would be frightened because I've never been around them. But now, there's been three or four articles where it's really showed what colored people, they are not good colored people, you know. And they have to suffer with the other ones.
We have that crisis stuff with the whites.
Yes, that's right.
But they think more, notice it more if it's a colored person. Seems like. It's just as good as we are.
Earl's nephew's daughter graduated from Michigan State, and while she was at Michigan State, she had several very close friends that were Negro girls. And she thought that they were just outstanding in the work that they were doing and all. And Betty, I think, was
thinking
about that.
Thinking or studying about it?
Now.
Houses.
You call that
the barn.
Barn.
We used to call it the
crib.
Crib, corn crib.
And
granary.
Granary. Mow, hay mow.
Hay mow, yeah. I never did. They do, some people do that, but I never did.
All right.
A little more old fashioned.
Loft is where it's up higher over the barn floors.
Stable under the hay loft, and the other one we always call a hay mow.
That's what
the difference that I thought between a hay loft and the hay mow.
That was the difference, I think, between the older people. Well, perhaps it would be all hay mows now.
Okay, well, I'm glad to have that distinction because that's.
Yeah, if they say go and get some hay out of the hayloft, why, you know where you're going to get it.
Up
go and get the hay mow, you don't know.
And
if
then
they were called both hay mows, eh?
Yes.
I don't know whether you have that, but a question or not, but then they used to have a building they called the horse barn, where they kept the horses.
Smaller stable barns. Just horses
or feet. Separate from the barn.
Yeah.
Now, over here at Grandpa's, they had what they called the horse barn.
Now, I haven't heard of that.
Well, over at Grandpa Jackson, they had a horse barn, and they had the, where they kept the.
Well, back here was the back of the barn. Here was a row of stalls down to here, and this was for buggies and so on and so forth. And up overhead then was the hay mow, and you fed that down a chute to each manger horse.
My God, that's pretty slick.
Yeah. You always had to go to hay mow before you could feed your horses, though. And if you were in another barn, you would throw your hay down on the hayloft and just feed them from there, you know, save climbing up overhead. But that was the difference between a horse barn and a barn.
But
the barn was just storage then.
Oh, I see, yes.
But there was lots of them didn't have horse barns. But I know where
it was kind of a more prosperous farm would have the horse barn.
Well, now the horse barn then eventually was moved over here, which was a horse barn. It was brought over here.
Well, it was converted into a granary and corn crib at that time. And since we got this combine that shells the corn and stuff, we got the bins outside with a dryer, and that's used for storage now. Well, that's the hog pen.
Oh, yeah, the hog pen. They had a hog pen over there.
Just real plain hog pen.
Okay. What would you call it?
Haystack.
Haystack.
What would you call that?
Well, they would be two names, a doodle and hay doodle and haycock.
And the actual process of putting it into doodles or cocks, you haycocks, you call
be
it?
The same.
Okay. What would you have called those little mounds of hay?